Tibetan Buddhism is a religion with a rich culture that emerged from a wide range of practices, which include the complete scope of the Buddhist teachings from the Hinayana, Mahayana, and Vajrayana levels. Different groups belonging to Tibetan Buddhism include the Nyingmapa, founded by Padmasambhava, Kagyupa, founded by Tilopa, Sakyapa, founded by Gongchak Gilpo, and his son Gunga Nyungpo, and Gelugpa, founded by Tsong Kapa Lobsang Drukpa. The teachings of Tibetan Buddhism puts a focus on the awareness of death and the ephemeral nature of life, leading to diligence in meditation and spiritual practice. Mandalas, prayer flags, and Thangkhag paintings are visual imagery used as reminders for practitioners on the path. One of the renowned masters of this religion is Melarepa, magician, yogi, poet, hermit. Many names have been attributed to this most famous figure of Tibet's history. This Himalayan saint lived from 1052 to 1135, and his story of personal redemption has continued to be an inspiration to many generations. Through songs called dohas, Milarepa imparted divine teachings on spiritual devotion and wisdom. Today, we present to you an excerpt from the holy text of Tibetan Buddhism with the compilation entitled 60 Songs of Milarepa, with songs 6, 14 and 15, 34, 35 and 41. Song 6. On his way to Sri Ri to meditate, Milarepa lodged at an inn where a merchant, Dawa Norbu, the moon jewel, was also staying with a great retinue. Milarepa begged alms from him, upon which the merchant remarked that it would be better for him to work to support himself. Milarepa pointed out that enjoying pleasures now is the source for more suffering in the future. Then he said, "Now, listen to my song."
The Eight Reminders. Castles and crowded cities are the places where now you love to stay, but remember that they will fall to ruins after you have departed from this earth. Pride and vainglory are the lure which now you love to follow. But remember, when you are about to die, they offer you no shelter and no refuge.
Kinsmen and relatives are the people now with whom you love to live, but remember that you must leave them all behind when from this world you pass away. Servants, wealth, and children are things you love to hold, but remember, at the time of your death, your empty hands can take nothing with you.
Vigor and health are dearest to you now, but remember, at the moment of your death, your corpse will be bundled up and borne away. Now your organs are clear, your flesh and blood are strong and vigorous, but remember, at the moment of your death, they will no longer be at your disposal.
Sweet and delicious foods are things that now you love to eat, but remember, at the moment of your death, your mouth will let the spittle flow. When all of this I think, I cannot help but seek the Buddha's teachings. The enjoyments and the pleasures of this world for me have no attraction. I, Milarepa, sing of the 8 reminders at the guest house in Garakache of Sang. With these clear words, I give this helpful warning. I urge you to observe and practice them.
Psalm 14. When Milarepa was sitting in meditation, a frightened deer dashed by, followed by a ravening hound. By the power of his loving kindness and compassion, or Metta Karuna, Milarepa made them lie down, one on either side of him, and then preached to them.
Then came the fierce and proud huntsman, Chirawa Gwenbo Dorje, who was enraged by the sight of the Jetson and shot an arrow at him, but missed. Milarepa sang to him and his heart began to turn to the Dharma, true teaching. Then the hunter saw that Milarepa was living an austere life and great faith arose in him. He wished then to practice Dharma, true teaching, after talking with his family, but the Jetson warned him that his present meritorious thought might change, and he sang,
Hearken, hearken, huntsman, though the thunder crashes, it is but empty sound. Though the rainbow is richly colored, it will soon fade away. The pleasures of this world are like dream visions. Though one enjoys them, they are the source of sin. Though all we see may seem to be eternal, it will soon fall to pieces and will disappear.
Yesterday, perhaps, one had enough or more. All today is gone and nothing's left. Last year, one was alive. This year, one dies. Good food turns into poison, and the beloved companion turns into a foe. Harsh words and complaints requite goodwill and gratitude. Your sins hurt no one but yourself. Among 100 heads, you value most your own. In all 10 fingers, if one is cut, you feel pain. Among all things you value, yourself is valued most. The time has come for you to help yourself.
Life flees fast. Soon death will knock upon your door. It is foolish, therefore, one's devotion to postpone. What else can loving kinsmen do but throw one into samsara, or cycle of reincarnation? To strive for happiness hereafter is more important than to seek it now. The time has come for you to rely upon a guru. The time has come to practice Dharma or true teaching.
Song 15. Milarepa, if one is really determined to free oneself from the sufferings of samsara, cycle of reincarnation, such as birth, old age, illness, death, and so on, he will have peace of mind all the time and will not need to make any effort. Otherwise, he should bear in mind that the sufferings in a future life could be much more durable and longer lasting than those in this life, and the burden could also be much heavier.
It is therefore of paramount importance to take steps to prepare for the next life. This was said to some young men from his native country who asked how they could extricate themselves from worldly affairs. Then Milarepa said, Please hearken and I will sing a song for you. We sentient beings moving in the world float down the flowing stream of the four sufferings. Compared to this, how much more formidable are the unceasing future lives in samsara or cycle of reincarnation? Why not then prepare a boat for the crossing?
The state of our future lives is far more fearful and deserving of far more concern than are the dreadful demons, ghosts, and Yama, Lord of Hell, so why not prepare yourself a guide? Even the dread passions, craving, hatred, and blindness are not so fearful as the state of our own unknown future. So why not prepare for yourself an antidote? Great is the kingdom of the three realms of samsara, cycle of reincarnation, but greater is the endless road of birth and death. So why not prepare for yourself provisions? It will be better if you practice Dharma, true teaching, if you have no assurance in yourselves.
Psalm 34. When the Jetson Milarepa was staying in the stone house of Drin, Tessa, Ku, Kuju and many other patrons came to him for the Dharma or true teaching. Tesa said, "Please give us some Buddhist teaching that is easy for us to understand." Milarepa replied, "Very well, lend your ears and listen carefully to this song."
Dear patrons, with care listen for a moment to my words. Superior men have need of Dharma, true teaching. Without it, they are like eagles. Even though perched on high, they have but little meaning. Average men have need of Dharma, true teaching. Without it, they are like tigers. Though possessing greatest strength, they are of little value.
Inferior men have need of Dharma or true teaching. Without it, they are like a peddler's asses. Though they carry a big load, it does them but little good. Superior women need the Dharma or true teaching. Without it, they are like pictures on a wall. Though they look very pretty, they have no use or meaning.
Average women need the Dharma, true teaching. Without it, they are like little rats. Though they are clever at getting food, their lives have but little meaning. Inferior women need the Dharma, true teaching. Without it, they are just like vixens. Though they be deft and cunning, their deeds have little value.
Old men need the Dharma or true teaching. Without it, they are like decaying trees. Growing youths need the Dharma or true teaching. Without it, they are like yoked bulls. Young maidens need the Dharma or true teaching. Without it, they are but decorated cows. All young people need the Dharma or true teachings. Without it, they are as blossoms shut within a shell. All children need the Dharma or true teaching. Without it, they are as robbers possessed by demons. Without the Dharma or true teaching, all one does lacks meaning and purpose. Those who want to live with meaning should practice the Buddha's teaching.
Song 35. The king of Yirang and Kokum in Nepal had heard of Milarepa and sent his envoy to invite the Jetson to Nepal. As he declined to go, the envoy expostulated that his lord had got nothing except the envoy's empty hands and thorn-pricked feet. To this the Jetson replied, "I am the great universal emperor. There is no other emperor who is happier, richer, or more powerful than I."
The envoy retorted, "If you claim that you are the great universal emperor himself, then you must have 7 precious articles of royalty. Please show me one of them." The Jetson replied, "If you worldly kings and officers will follow my royal way, each of you may also become the supreme emperor and thus be rich and noble." Whereupon he sang,
"If you kings and courtiers who seek pleasures follow the royal succession of Milarepa, eventually you will obtain them. This is the royal succession of Milarepa. My faith is the royal precious wheel revolving round the virtues day and night. My wisdom is the royal precious gem fulfilling all the wishes of myself and others.
The discipline's observance is my royal precious queen. She is my adornment, one most beautiful. Meditation is my royal precious minister. With him I accumulate the 2 provisions. Self-inspection is my royal precious elephant, which takes responsibility for Buddhist Dharma or true teaching.
Diligence is my royal precious horse, which bears the kleshas, sources of suffering, to non-ego land. Study and contemplation is my royal precious general, who destroys the enemy of vicious thoughts. If you have these royal precious trappings, you will gain a king's fame and prosperity and conquer all your foes. You may then spread the 10 virtues in your dominion and urge all mother-like sentient beings to follow my noble teachings."
Song 41. Drashi Say, a patron, once asked Milarepa, "Do you think I should concentrate my effort on meditation alone or not?" The Jetson replied, "It is for the very sake of practice that the Dharma or true teaching is preached and studied. If one does not practice or meditate, both studying and preaching will be meaningless."
Hearken, my faithful patrons, even sinful persons, not knowing the great power of karma, retribution. Dream of achieving liberation. Life wears out as days and years go by, yet in pursuing pleasures, people spend their lives. They ask, will this month or year be good? Blind to life's speedy passing, fools cherish foolish questions.
He who truly wants to practice Dharma or true teaching should make offerings to the holy ones, take refuge in the Triple Gem, give service to the Jetsun Guru, pay respect to his parents, give alms without hoping for reward. He should offer help to those in need. He should live and act up to the Dharma's or true teaching principles. Not much is needed for Buddhist practice. Too many vows lead to self-cheating. Dear patrons, try to practice what I say.
Milarepa said, many people think that they will have ample time to practice the Dharma, true teaching, but without their notice or expectation, death suddenly descends upon them and they lose forever the chance to practice. What then can they do? One should turn all one's Buddhist knowledge inside one's mouth and then meditate. If one does not further one's studies and meditation at the same time, but thinks that one should first learn a great deal before starting the actual practice, one will be completely lost, because knowledge is infinite, and there is no possibility of mastering it all. We thank you for your presence today for Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned for Planet Earth, our loving home. Up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May your days be graced with love, blessings, and bliss from heaven.